This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden said yesterday the U.S. combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year, an announcement that reflects the reality on the ground more than a major shift in U.S. policy.
To assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
The topic was brought up during a strategic dialogue between President Biden and the Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Katimi inside the White House on Monday afternoon. Even before President Biden took office, the main U.S. focus has been assisting Iraqi forces, not fighting on their behalf. And Mr. Biden did not say if he planned to reduce the number of troops in Iraq, now at about 2,500. The president said the U.S. military will continue to assist Iraq in its fight against Islamic State Group, or ISIS. A joint U.S.-Iraq statement said the security relationship will be focused on training, advising, and intelligence sharing. Human Rights Watch has accused the Israeli military of carrying out attacks that apparently amount to war crimes during an 11-day war against the Hamas militant group in May. The International Human Rights Group issued its conclusions on Tuesday after investigating three Israeli airstrikes that it said killed 62 Palestinian citizens. It said there were no evident military targets in the vicinity of the attacks. The report also accused Palestinian militants of apparent war crimes by launching over 4,000 unguided rockets and mortars at Israeli population centers. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted on July 5th from the Bethel Baptist High School. Church officials handed those children to their parents at the school in northern Nigeria. 34